from KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Kevin Jones, interactive producer for KQED Arts.
And so glad you can join us, Kevin. Let's start with something super chill. That singer-songwriter Nick Hakim, who's so laid back with his trippy neo-soul. The song is She Looks Like You, and which is both a love song and kind of a pickup line where he says, if there's a God, I wonder what she looks like. I bet she looks like you. It's beautiful stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's Al Green drenched in LSD. I first heard his song on that show Insecure, and before the show ended, I had to download his album. It was so good. He basically filters 70s R&B through indie rock production, and it turns out to be this like crooning in a cave sound that I just love. I mean, it's the perfect music for, you know, intimate moments or just walking through a park.
Right, and you can catch Nick Hakim in both the West and East Bay. He's at the Independent in San Francisco Friday, October 20th, and he plays the Starline Social Club the next night, Saturday, October 21st. Golden Thread is a San Francisco theater company devoted to plays about the Middle East, and their new show is called My Sweet Land. It's by the Palestinian playwright Amir Nizar Zawabi, and it's about Syrian refugees and the horrors they're fleeing, and it's a one-woman show staged in Bay Area kitchens.
Yeah, and because the show is set during the cooking of a meal, it becomes an experience that sets off all the senses.
Yeah.
You know, I've read you can smell the onions cooking, and the New York Times reporter that reviewed it said that she was concerned about the food burning while she was watching the show.
Yeah, and but it's a very serious subject, even though it's done in kitchens. And director Taranj Yegiazarian of Golden Thread Productions told me that, you know, the food can have tears in it and still sustain us.
Part of what we're doing by going to people's homes and workplaces is to say you're not alone, that we're in this together, and we can hold each other and we can talk about it and possibly somebody will find a solution.
That's Taranj Yegiazarian, and her Golden Thread Productions presents Oh My Sweet Land in a series of home and community kitchens through Sunday, October 22nd.
We've been hearing about North Korea a lot, but let's take a moment to listen to traditional music when Korea was one nation.
That's music from the National Gugok Center in Seoul, South Korea, and their 55-member orchestra is going to be playing traditional court music and brand new pieces as part of the schedule at the Pacific Rim Music Festival at UC Santa Cruz.
Gugok translates in Korean to national music, and what you'll hear at the festival are songs played on instruments invented back in the 6th century. But, you know, it's modern masters playing them, but they're still even wearing the traditional dress from feudal era Korea.
Yeah, and I talked to Pacific Rim Festival director Hee Kyung Kim, and she said she didn't anticipate the current tensions between the world and North Korea when she programmed this show, but the music, she said, still addresses that.
That is the spirit, that through music and culture, we would like to speak peacefully, and we can be united.
Hee Kyung Kim directs the Pacific Rim Festival, which begins October 25th at UC Santa Cruz and continues through the 29th. And the Korean National Gugok Center Orchestra will perform traditional and new music at UC Berkeley with a matinee and evening show October 28th at Zillerbach Hall.
And Kevin, I have to mention, Ricardo Muti and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra are going to be in town. They're visiting Cal this weekend. That's the amazing brass of the Chicago Symphony playing Bruckner's Fourth, and that's among the pieces they're going to be doing in concert at Zillerbach Hall today, Friday, October 13th, and they're there through Sunday, October 15th.
Hey, Cy, we got to get out of the studio. It's time to go visit an art show.
And Kevin, you and I now are at the Oakland Museum of California in the Great Hall, which is this large exhibition space. We're sitting in a hammock and rocking back and forth a little bit. And we're at this show called Nature's Gift by the Los Angeles Fine Arts Collective, friends with you. That's Samuel Borgson and Arturo Sandoval III.
And if you listen closely, you can hear the music from Norman Bambi, which is this new agey type of relaxing music.
And the piece is this giant inflated clown animal that fills the room and changes color because there's a light show inside of the inflated tubes and orbs. And there are these natural shapes like mushrooms and human forms.
It's also very psychedelic. I mean, really, this transports me back to the 90s and going to raves. And you would have the chill out rooms.
And it's designed, according to Samuel Borgson, the artist, to be a way of bringing joy to people, of fighting existential dread.
Making work that is healing, I feel, is such an important thing for our times right now, because we're battling intense feelings of isolation and pain and suffering and hurt, and we're bringing people on this journey with us, which is exciting.
So the show Nature's Gift by the Los Angeles Fine Arts Collective, Friends With You, that's Samuel Borgson and Arturo Sandoval III, continues at the Olkin Museum of California through January 21st. Hey, Kevin, let's go back to the studio now. And just in time to play something from an Oakland powerhouse. That's a new song called Pushback from Fantastic Negrito on the re-release of his album, The Last Days of Oakland. I think a lot of our audience has heard about Fantastic Negrito and his story. You know, this is a guy who'd given up music, but rediscovered it when playing guitar seemed to improve the mood of his infant son.
And now he's a hometown champion. I mean, yeah. He just won a Grammy for Best Blues Album. And this is a guy I used to catch at 16th Street BART station busking. But it's funny, though, too, because fame hasn't watered him down a bit either. I mean, on this song, Pushback, he sings about the malfactors of modern life, stress, anxiety, fear, and even drops lyrics like they want to build a wall, but that won't help at all, you know?
And the music is so strong and fantastic. I think really believes in the ideals of uniting people against preachers of hate. He's just so Oakland. Fantastic Negrito plays the UC Theater Saturday, October 14th. And we do have time for an extra, Kevin. I wanted to mention that the Hammer Theater in San Jose is hosting a talk by Viet Thanh Nguyen. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner for his book, The Sympathizer, about Vietnamese refugees in America. It's really a thriller, one of the best books I read last year. And Viet Thanh Nguyen will be speaking Wednesday, October 18th.
And before we go, Si, I want to play some Sly Stone.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me.
So the reason I wanted to play that song for you, Si, I know you're a fan, and I wanted to tell you about the documentary On the Sly in Search of the Family Stone. And it's about a filmmaker spending years hunting for Sly Stone. You know, he was a superstar in the 70s and then just disappeared. The movie On the Sly, it's showing October 13th and 14th as part of the Mill Valley Film Festival.
Hey, Kevin Jones, so good to host the show with you.
And thanks for having me on, Si. I hope it was as fun for you as it was for me.
Let's do it again. We post details on all the shows we mentioned at kqed.org/arts, and we'd love for you to sign up for our podcast. There's so much fun stuff there we can't fit on the air. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.